The following content is what a chatbot would look like if it came to life.
Wagwan beautiful people, Wagwan beautiful people, welcome to another rendition of that podcast. My name is, of course, No One Important. And yeah, let's have a good one.
You mess with the game, bitch, double up. This bitch, nigga, you can't hang with us. All day, every day, we hustle for cash. All day, every day, we do this for love. My damn, how I ring is like a ganji, bro. Chase the bag, get the bag, get chased by hoes. Getting rats, I can't even domina, saka mo. Cash over us, don't die, kuzi.
So, on today's episode, there's a lot of things that I'd like to talk about and stop looking at my head. Just try to listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, there's a lot of things I like to talk about, but it being the week that it is the week that love is pertinent. I didn't want to say that love is in the air, because it being 2023, we don't really like airborne diseases or things, for that matter. Now, when we say love is in the air, and whether this is the beauty of this show, as a zingine nonanga, I'm with the Ford Kwenda Men's Conference, so I bring the conference to you. Now, it being the season of love, week of love, you know, whatever social pressures have applied and made this to, love can be defined as many different things, because love is a subjective experience, and it's really based on individual perception and, you know, interpretations. Now, because we love science, because science is our favorite subject, from a scientific perspective, love can be understood as a complex and, you know, neurochemical or psychological process that, you know, involves a range of emotions, behaviors, and cognitive processes. Yes. Of course, there's evidence to suggest that love and attachment are important for human development. They are important for your well-being as a person, and they can have positive effects on your, you know, physical and mental health. It is again shaped by a lot of social and cultural and sometimes spiritual experiences, because it is something you interpret based on your belief system, and that determines the parameters within which you look at it. We should also take a look at some signs of love, how to tell you are actually loved. And just sometimes what you might think is love is dependent on what you've been exposed to before. So ka umeza kupatiwa socks every holiday, birthday, whatever, you'll be like, at least she doesn't want my feet to be cold. Or she doesn't want me to have cold feet. Wait, is that why girls give boys socks as presents? So that you don't have cold feet or it's time to commit.
Oh my god.
Wool up.
Hey.
Is it funny? No, it's not funny. Is it funny? No, it's not funny.
So some common signs of love. And depending on, you know, who you are as a person and the context of your relationship. Spending time together. And, you know, prioritizing each other's company. Is it what girls usually call quality time? Now, obviously, quality time, what determines the quality of the time being spent? Of course, the activity being done. demonstrating, like, affection. So if their love language is physical touch, or, you know, you just hug them, you know, kiss them, holding hands, just little signs that, you know, show you care. Then this is obviously the hardest part, especially for me, which is showing interest in each other's lives. Like, personally, I do not give a hoot about what's happening in your life. I don't really care about how your day went. Like, I have a shit ton. Unless, like, I had, like, either a boring day or a very crazy day that I need a distraction. That's when I might pretend to ask, like, how was your day and stuff. But in general, I do not care how your day was. Then, of course, there's being supportive and caring, and, you know, encouraging, especially during difficult times, which is, you know, having a little compassion, a little empathy is good. Communicating openly and honestly, especially when it comes to conflict resolution. Now,
honesty is a very blurred line, because I think also in a relationship too much honesty is bad. You need a little white lie here and there to keep, you know, things going. And of course we have making sacrifices for each other. Again, something I find very difficult, because I move by pride and ego. So making a sacrifice for you, like I'm somebody who will tell you I love you, but I love me more. And yeah, then there's a feeling, a deep emotional connection. So you have to manufacture that feeling within yourself, so that to give this person importance, so that these other things maybe become easier to do. And yeah, being, which what I think is the most important thing, being willing to work through challenges and to grow together. You have to be willing to learn from the other person, to admit where you are wrong. And also, do not gloat or celebrate too much on your right. Obviously, the next one is something that we all find challenging, which is planning a future together so that you make a long-term commitment to each other. Planning, bro, we can plan all we want, but life is life, bro. Like, you can make your plans, the universe can make its own plans for you. And then there's filling up sense of joy and especially contentment in each other's presence. Now, people can easily be happy around each other, but to be content with the level of joy or what brings you joy is much more important, because there's always something else that can make you happy, or someone else that can do whatever you're doing better. But it is finding contentment within that and loving and enjoying your environment. Yeah, I think those are good signs of love.
You mess with the game, bitch, double up. This bitch, nigga, you can't hang with us. All day, every day, we hustle for cash. All day, every day, we do this for love. My damn, how I ring is like a ganji, bro. Chase the bag, get the bag, get chased by hoes. Getting rasa, kini badomina, saka mo. Cash over ass, don't die, kuzi.